Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday. I knew today was coming.
Okay.
I did know today was coming.
Because you're on a calendar.
But it still kind of caught me off guard, Steve Miggs.
What is it?
The first day in many weeks that the trees were not lit up at Tulalip Resort Casino.
So mark the calendar, January 14th.
Yes.
Ah.
I look forward to it every day. And then today it was just dark and foggy and a little bit depressing.
That is kind of like a little, like maybe like a little moment of just like excitement when you're on a long drive. Like, okay, at least I can look forward to seeing the cool lights. We never got, my wife, when she found out about it, was like, we got to go. We got to go check that. I'm like, sure, let's make it happen. Well, no.
Well, definitely next year.
Next year, yeah, we'll put it on our calendar of all the other things that we do for the Christmas season.
I heard they start setting those up on October 1st, and then I think it's like right after, you know, Thanksgiving or whatever that they light them up. But that is quite a process.
I want to know what the electric bill is.
Oh,
because our electric bill just went up through the roof, and we had minimal. Like we had a couple of inflatables and like a couple lights around our patio. And, like we didn't even have anything super elaborate, and our electric bill went up.
We gotta do some digging. I bet we can find out.
What would we call the chalet up? I'm like, hey, what was your electric bill during the holidays? I'm sure they're gonna share that. Yeah, no problem.
Public information, of course.
100%.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn today. Well, I mean, I guess Tatum and I celebrated this like 2 days ago. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
I mean, my labs will not have it.
No.
There's no chance.
I mean, when
yours
Lulu,
will put up with it?
When Lulu was around, she hated it. And she would just stare at us like, okay, at what point, you know, Halloween be kind of funny. We made her a sushi once. She just stared at us until she was like, okay, at what point are you taking this freaking thing off of us?
She's feeling humiliated.
DJ doesn't seem too into it, but Tatum likes dressing her up. The other day, she was convinced that we needed to make her a bathing suit for the summer. That way she could go in the pool with us because she wasn't allowed to go in the pool. And she thinks it's because she didn't have a bathing suit on. So we proceeded to go find one of my old tank tops, cut it up, hot glue a bunch of random things that are in her craft basket, and then we put it on DJ, and DJ was not pleased.
Well, she looked cute.
She looked miserable.
It was very it was very flattering. It was a flattering suit for sure.
Yeah, but it's not very water resistant.
No.
All right. Last night, it happened in Arizona. Because the Rams beat the Vikings 27-9. Man, they just were all over Darnold and the crew over in Minnesota. It was just a beatdown. So the Rams are moving on to the divisional round. I have to say, I never thought I would say this. I was watching the game, rooting for the Los Angeles Rams, just because of everything that the team had to go through, the city's going through. Sometimes it's just nice to have a little bit of a break from what's going on in the world that's awful and have a moment to be able to smile. And the Rams definitely did that for their fans. And after the game, Matthew Stafford was being interviewed by Scott Van Pelt. And it's a little bit of a longer clip, but I think it's worth listening to because they do talk about how sports can help bring people together during tough times.
I'm a lot like a lot of the people around the country, watching the news and seeing these homes reduced to rubble and the firefighters doing everything they possibly can to try and fight it back. Living in those conditions, knowing what that wind felt like, it was unbelievable. So I just proud of the community, proud of the city for the response and hopefully they're proud of us for the way we played tonight.
I mean, it's cliche to say, but in a way it's not, right? Sports are the greatest distraction that can be provided. I think about, nothing greater than 9/11 in terms of an opportunity for sports to be a galvanizing thing. You were able to give your city something for 3 hours. Now you get a chance to do it again on next weekend. How much of a rallying cry is that among your group, just to put on for the city?
It's huge. It's huge. You never want a tragedy to make you come together and do all that, but sometimes that's what you're living through, and that's what we're living through in the moment. And to be able to make it to the playoffs, get this opportunity to come here and play in front of an unbelievable crowd.
It was awesome.
A bunch of blue that we appreciate big time for what a week we're going through. And they showed up for us and made it loud.
And you can see, during the interviews, wearing the LAFD for the fire department. But it's in, the Rams colors.
Yes.
And put, the little Rams logo as well. Matthew Stafford, got to say, seems like a good guy.
Really like him.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to keep rooting for the Rams as the playoffs go on. But for this game, I think a lot of us were Rams fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Starbucks has introduced a new code of conduct, and this is going to require customers to actually make a purchase in order to use the spaces or get into the restrooms.
How dare they?
I didn't even realize that they had this open door policy since back in 2018. So now they're going to be training their employees on how to enforce the policy.
That sucks for the employees, that they have to have the awkward conversation. I'd be like, hey, buddy, I know you like our Wi-Fi, but you need to buy a blueberry muffin.
Or I'm calling the cops.
Calling the cops. Do you think the cops are going to show up for something like that?
Maybe. You never know. A disgruntled non-customer.
How do you guys feel? I feel weird going into an establishment and use it if I'm not buying anything. Like, for instance, the other day, I thought I was going to have an accident. Like, number one.
Wow.
I was driving. I had too much, this freaking water. And I'm like, I'm not going to make it to my house. Like, it's just not going to happen. So I pulled over and went in the bush. No, I'm kidding. I pulled off and I end up at Panera. And I know that their side door goes straight to the bathroom. So you don't have to go past, the cashiers. And I just went right in. Ran to the bathroom, went right back to my car. I was like, I don't need anything. I don't want to buy anything. But I felt like the worst human being for that.
I have that guilt, too, if I ever am in that situation. I feel like I should be buying something, supporting the business since I'm using their facilities.
Yeah, I never feel right, just sitting in a Starbucks and just, being on my laptop unless I'm buying at least a coffee.
Totally.
Does anyone else do that?
I hate going into places without being a customer, but it is the worst when you get denied. Have you guys gone into a place and then you've walked by the checkout area and they're like, yo, you need to buy something before you use the restroom?
No, it's never happened to me.
It's mortifying. Or it needs a code and then you have to go back and ask for the code and they're like, well, did you buy anything? And you're like, no, I just really have to pee.
Can I do it after?
I did have an embarrassing, but a silly moment. We were going to Portland for a wrestling event. And we stopped at a McDonald's and the McDonald's had one of those keypads.
Yeah.
So I went to the bathroom, I got the code, and I heard someone trying to open it. I thought it was my buddy. So I hear my buddy, I think it's my buddy, rattling the door, and he's hitting the buttons, and nothing's working. So I just yell, it's 173. Boop, boop, boop. Opens up. It's not my buddy. Some random dude. And he's going to give me a look like, thanks, dude. And I'm like, I thought you were my friend, Austin. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 44 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Last week, we ended up spinning a wheel to see who on the show would have to sing one of the most popular one-hit wonder karaoke songs. And by the way, we apologize for how that all went down. So it didn't quite go as well as we thought.
No.
And we wanted to have Danny's daughter, Lily, do a little review of his performance.
Oh, because she hit him up. It was like, Dad, I want to hear this audio. Like, when are you doing this? Like, I want to hear this.
She was so excited to hear this. Like literally, it was like hitting me up daily, being like, "Where's the audio, Dad? Dad, where's the audio?" I was like, "We haven't aired it yet. It's on the, or hasn't uploaded yet." And she's like, "Well, send it to me. Send it to me when it uploads. Send it to me." I'm like, "Fine, I will send it to you, Lily."
Is this the first time that she was excited to listen to something on our show?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
We are going to hear Lily's honest review at 6:20.
Yes. The Daily Mix Show.
Last week, we decided to spin a wheel to see who on the show had to sing one of the most popular one-hit wonder karaoke songs.
Yes.
And it didn't go great.
It did not go very well.
our Rockaholics are very harsh critics, but I feel like there is no harsher critic than Danny's daughter, Lily.
What are you talking about? It's always ponies and rainbows when she's talking about my taste in music.
She's especially a big fan of Metallica.
She loves Metallica.
So, Danny, you decided to play for her the songs that we sang.
Okay. No, I did not decide anything in this.
You were forced.
It was very much, Dad, I want to hear you guys sing karaoke on the radio. And I was like, okay, I will play the audio for you. And I want your honest review if you're going to do that.
Fair.
And we have her review here.
Do you have high hopes for any of us as singers?
Sarah.
Here we go. I'm already
She just loves Sarah.
She's her hype girl for sure.
I'm sorry to disappoint her, but I love her.
I mean, granted, it's a big age difference, but mentally, they're about the same age.
Yeah, exactly. I think actually Lily's a little bit older.
Oh, definitely. Lily's way more mature. Yeah.
Here we go.
Disney, heart of the bearded barley, nightly, beside the green, green grass.
What, Lily, what did you think?
If I had to rate it from a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it A three.
Ouch. Taryn.
That cut so deep, Lily.
That's low.
What could she have done to be better?
Not talk.
She was very convinced that Taryn was not singing, that she was just talking.
Just loud talking.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Not talk. That's a savage. She sounds like Simon Cowell.
You kind of, right?
It's Lily Cowell.
You have to like sing, not talk.
How do you think Sarah's gonna do?
Good.
All right, here we go.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
Now you spun the wheel and you were gonna sing Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby.
Sure was.
Float like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal, like a stage, and wax a champ like a candle. Damn, so rough.
Initial reaction.
Okay.
She doesn't want to be mean to
me. She doesn't. You could hear it in her voice. She's like, I love Sarah so much. But that was really bad.
It was really bad. I'm like getting red and I hate myself for that.
Here we go.
Scale of 1 to 10 for Sarah.
Since it's like rap, it's not really a singing. I would say like a 6 for the rapping.
Wow.
I know. I love how she's justifying it.
I know. She's just trying to find any reason to rate her higher than all
of us.
She's
very biased.
She really is.
You want to hear me sing, even though you know that I'm probably not going to be good because I don't know any of these songs?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So I'm so awake in the morning, and I step outside, I take a breath, and I get real hot.
So Danny had to sing, if you can't tell, it's Four Non-Blondes, What's Up? One of the biggest one-hit wonders of all time, which you did not even know once we started playing the karaoke version.
Yeah.
Real high, and I scream at the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I sing.
What did you think of my singing?
It was scary.
Straight to scary, huh?
What nightmares are made of, Danny?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I don't know what that was.
All right, scale of 1 to 10.
-32. Actually, I'm going to give it a 2.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other thoughts you have on my singing?
You did sound like Jack Black.
No, thank you.
Those aren't compliments.
Those aren't compliments.
No, of course not.
Hey, at least you're on the board with 2, though. That's pretty good.
That's just one below you, Taryn.
I know.
Honestly, well, she was like about to give me a -32 if you didn't hear that part. Yeah. And I was like, -30? What are we doing here? Yeah. She was like, you know what? I'll give you a 2. And I was like, you just feel bad.
2 for effort.
Yeah.
Wait, and I'm sorry, but who won, according to Lily?
You don't count.
I don't count.
Taryn,
why don't
Taryn
I count?
This is a bias.
I got 6. Six.
How did you get out of being ranked?
Well, I didn't sing during that segment.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a time limit.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Plus, we know what she was saying.
You won, Steve.
Plus, we know she would give me a 0. She hates me and my music taste. I'm sure she hates my singing voice.
Can I say that when I was actually playing her the audio, because like I played her longer clips, obviously, of him, but she
when she heard that I got picked on the wheel, I have never seen her get so excited. She jumped up out of her chair and cheered that I was going to sing for her.
So she might be one of the unicorns of children that actually enjoys seeing and enjoys having their parent being embarrassed.
Right.
Yeah. Once it says, hey, I love your voice, Taryn. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Oh, thank you.
I do love that part where it's like, how could she get better? She shouldn't talk.
It still stings. It hurts so bad. Well, we have a question for you, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. When did one of your parents embarrass you? Or when did you embarrass your kid? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did one of your parents embarrass you? Or when did you embarrass your kid? 206-803-ROCK. Tim from Puyallup, tell us about how you behave at sporting events.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, Tim. What's going on?
So, yeah, I called yesterday and told you guys I go to those sporting events, and I didn't know that junior high parents aren't as loud as, high school parents.
Okay. So you're loud at the game. Are you loud in like a supportive parent way? Like, yeah, you're kicking butt. Or are you loud like, ref, you suck?
So I can't say that I don't ever say you suck, ref, or anything like that. But I start off, I coached basketball for a few years. I played basketball through high school and college. And I have a very, very strong passion for it. So I coach my daughter from the sidelines, which I had to learn to quiet down a little bit.
Be a little more subdued on the sidelines.
Was your kid the one that pulled you aside and said, Dad, you got to use your inside voices?
No, actually, my daughter was very happy because she felt her coach wasn't coaching or teaching her as much on the sidelines. Okay. My ex-wife and her husband had an issue.
Oh, tell them to piss off.
Rock on, Tim. 206-803-ROCK. When did one of your parents embarrass you, or when did you embarrass your kid? Bob from Tacoma, how did your mom embarrass you in front of your girlfriend?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're great, Rob. How you doing? Bob.
I'm doing good. Thanks, Bob. Anyhow, when I was in high school, and I want to emphasize high school, I had met this girl, and she was older than I was. She was in college, so I invited her over for dinner, and I told her that I was in college also. So when we sat down for dinner, my mom turned to her and asked her if she went to the same high school as I did.
Oh no!
Thanks, Mom. I mean, so how much older were you pretending to be?
Just a year or two older.
Nice.
And so the situation required comic relief, so I just went face first into the spaghetti.
Oh, no.
I would imagine that was the end of the relationship, if not the part that got embarrassed, but the part where you just slammed your face into pasta.
No, actually, she was pretty cool with it. We ended up going out for a while afterwards.
Nice. Someone call her a keeper.
Sam from Squim, your kid embarrassed you in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah. We were at Bass Pro Shops in Tacoma there. And we went in there, and the stall was occupied. And so I held him up while he went to the urinal. And then I went to the urinal. And he was at that age where, I love this, I love that. And I'm standing there taking a pee, and he goes, I love your penis, Sam. And all I hear from the stall is, oh. And
oh my
I'm just
gosh.
Like, don't wash your hands.
Oh, my God. There's nothing you can say.
No.
Oh, my God. I wanted to get out of there so quick.
Yeah. There's absolutely nothing you can say. I think silence is the best medicine right there.
Rock on,
Sam. All righty.
Wow. Kids are so innocent.
Yeah.
They're so honest.
How about this one? This is a text at 206-803-ROCK. I brought my wife over to meet my parents for the first time back when we were dating. We were all having dinner, and my mom, just out of nowhere, just says, huh, I thought you'd be Asian based on his search history. Thanks, Mom. Wow.
Parents are awesome.
Yeah. Man. I know what the funny thing is? May rest in peace, my dad. I don't have any embarrassing stories about my mom. Every single embarrassing story that I've ever had about a parent has to do with my father.
What's like the most memorable embarrassment that was ever afforded you?
The first one that pops into mind was one of the last times that we got to go visit. I mean, it was a few years ago. We visited since, but my wife and I went, and we were leaving. I think to go. It was a series of embarrassing events, but the part that I'll never forget. We get in the car. I think we might have been going back to the airport at that point. And I'm sitting in the front seat with my dad, you know, tall, sitting shotgun. Mom's sitting behind him. Dad didn't bother to check if mom was in the car yet. And so he starts backing up as she has one foot. And mind you, my mom's like 70-something at the time, uses a cane, sometimes even a walker. And he starts backing up. And my mom is hopping on one leg, trying not to get run over by the car. And finally, I'm like, Dad, stop. Mom's not in the car yet. And there's this like moment of silence. And you're thinking, okay, he's going to be like, I'm so sorry, Rose. He then starts yelling at her for not getting in the car quick enough.
Well, yeah.
And my poor wife, I get to see her in the like in the mirror, and she's like sinking lower and lower, and I'm just mortified, even though like she's been around my dad and knows that he's just like this. And my mom's laughing because she doesn't know how else to handle him.
She's a good sport.
She just laughs off his insanity. And of course, I'm like, Dad, she wasn't even in the car, and now he's yelling at me. It was truly one of the more embarrassing moments that I had to have with my dad.
Well, to be fair, she should have really hurried up and got in the car.
Yeah, I mean, she's 70. She's still got one good hip. She should have been able to jump right into that seat. Slow-ass mom.
You know what else is embarrassing, Steve? That you're 8-8 right now in Beat Migs. Just rubbing it in. Yeah, also, two ties. Two ties in there as well. Let's not forget about those. The number to call to play Beat Migs is 206-803-ROCK, and we will play the game at 6:50.
The Daily Mix Show.